Beginning by allowing ourselves to settle. Settling is important before any meditation practice, but particularly so before compassion practices. And as we're starting this particular practice, we should set the scene by being particularly kind and caring towards ourselves, making sure that we are really comfortable where we're sitting or lying, paying attention to our posture, making sure that we feel balanced and that we can relax and let go of tension. And gradually beginning the process of connecting with our body, feeling ourselves sitting or lying, whatever we're using for support. Noticing how our bodies feel right now. And allowing ourselves to relax downwards into that sensation of being held and supported unconditionally. And connecting with the breath. Allowing awareness to rest lightly on the flow of our breath and on the sensations of sitting or lying here. Sense of a light touch of awareness. Feeling the ground beneath us. Feeling that sense of the body releasing and relaxing. And the mind settling with the body as best it can. And resting in the moment for a couple of minutes. Allowing the breath to flow, thoughts to flow, and sensations to flow. And as we begin to progress through this meditation practice, as best we can, maintaining that light touch of awareness, that sense of the breath flowing, of the body resting, even as we move into visualization. Whenever you're feeling ready, I'm going to invite you to gradually and slowly allow an image of a place to come into your mind. Could be a room or could be a place outside. And it's a place in which you have always felt safe. So it may be a question of visualizing somewhere that you already know. Maybe a room in which you already live. Or you may wish to visualize somewhere that perhaps you've never been to in reality, but which represents that sense of safety for you. Allowing ourselves plenty of time for this process, not trying to rush or hurry or search for any particular place in the mind, as best we can, just allowing an image of a safe place or space to arise naturally within the mind. And as we're allowing whatever visualization seems most appropriate for us right now to arise in the mind, beginning to notice just how this visualization looks, noticing what's there. Is it a room? Is it a space? Is it a place outside? As you emerge into this place or this space, it's beginning to notice what's there. What surrounds you? What colors are there? Are there walls and windows? Is there just space? If we're outside, are there trees or plants? Is there sun? Is there a breeze? And this space, this safe space, is yours. It's the place which is designed specifically for you, where you can feel completely safe and be completely at rest. So wherever you are, maybe there are your favorite plants surrounding you. Maybe there's a table and a chair. Maybe the sun is streaming in through a window. Maybe there's a nice comfortable armchair for you, even a bed to lie on. Maybe your favorite drink is to hand right next to you. Maybe your most favorite foods are there as well, just ready for when you feel hungry. So allowing this place, this safe space, to be perfect for you, just as you would like it to be. Everything there just for you. Giving yourself plenty of time to visualize it, to explore it, to get to know it. And the main thing about this place, your place, is of course that you feel entirely safe in this place, in this space, in this place. Nobody can trouble you here. Nothing untoward can happen to you whilst you are here. From this place you can look out at the world, at the events of your life. Maybe seeing things as they happened. In the knowledge that you will not be overwhelmed, that you will not be threatened, and that there is no reason why, resting in this place, you should feel any sense of fear. This is your safe space. And it's not just that you can be feeling completely safe in this place. It's also a place where you can be kind and caring and compassionate towards yourself. It's a place where you can, if you like, look at yourself, see your doubts and your uncertainties and your fears, experience the feelings that we all encounter during our daily life, and know that whilst you are allowing yourself to feel and to remember and maybe even to experience difficult events over again, that you will be entirely safe. Whatever you do, whatever you experience, whatever you feel. So I'm going to invite you right now to rest in this place. Being with your experience. Noticing the moments of your life. As they arise and pass away, and resting with whatever's arising in you in that certain knowledge that the place in which you are resting is completely safe. remembering always that this safe space is yours and only yours. Only you know about it, only you can enter it, and it's there for you whenever you need it. Whatever time of day, whatever time of your life, it's always there for you. A place where you can rest in peace and take time to be kind and caring and compassionate towards yourself.